Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've spoken on many occasions about all the information that big companies have about us and what they do with that information. So we talked about, for instance, the automakers and all of the black boxes and infotainment stuff on your vehicle and how that can track you and then how they can sell that information. And they've been doing that for a while. But there's other companies that have got lots of information on you. And one of the scariest entities that has information on you is your cell phone carrier. The company that you have a cell phone through, if they wanted to, they could track you on a daily basis and then take that information and sell it to somebody. And so let's suppose, for instance, I'm making stuff up here, but let's suppose that there is a stretch of road someplace with a bunch of stores on it. And somebody said, I'd like to know who drives up and down that road on a daily basis. Well, a cell phone carrier could say, well, we can actually create a database and show you. Because every single time someone's driving around with their phone on them, the phone's tracking them. And so they'd have the information of all the people who have their phones who've driven up and down that stretch of road because the cell phone's traveling up and down that road and the system is tracking that. And so that information has become very valuable. And what's fun to think about, think back in the early days of the internet when AOL was a big deal. You've got mail. There was a time when AOL had a vast majority of the people on the internet were using AOL or had used it. A lot of people had an AOL email address. And what's crazy is that the people at AOL never realized that the value was not in charging admission to the internet, but it was selling the data of those who got on. And so AOL is where it is today, which is nowhere near the position it had of power back in the old days because they either never figured that out or refused to do it. But now, of course, they track you and they sell that information. So the Federal Communications Commission just announced, and Rex, thanks for sending this to me, that they're fining AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon nearly $200 million for illegally sharing access to customers' location data. The carriers sold access to the location data to third parties without the consent of the customers and continued to do so without reasonable safeguards. And so this is directly from the FCC. This is a press release. The Federal Communications Commission fined the nation's largest wireless carriers for illegally sharing access to customers' location information without consent and without taking reasonable measures to protect that information against unauthorized disclosure. Sprint and T-Mobile, which have merged since the investigation began, face fines of more than $12 million and $80 million, respectively. AT&T fined $57 million, and Verizon $47 million. Our communications providers have access to some of the most sensitive information about us. These carriers failed to protect the information entrusted to them. Here we are talking about some of the most sensitive data in their possession, customers' real-time location information, revealing where they go and who they are. And that's the chairperson of the FCC speaking. As we resolve these cases, which were first proposed by the last administration, the commission remains committed to holding all carriers accountable and making sure they fulfill their obligations to their customers as stewards of this most private data. In 2018, a U.S. senator first highlighted the use case, which launched the agency's investigation and the legal concerns stemming from it in a public letter to its leadership. The FCC Enforcement Bureau investigations of the four carriers found that each carrier sold access to its customers' location information as aggregators, who then resold access to such information to third-party location-based service providers. In doing so, each carrier attempted to offload its obligations to obtain customer consent onto downstream recipients of location information, which in many instances meant that no valid customer consent was obtained. So they were taking the information and selling it to somebody else saying, look, here's the information, but you can't use it without these people's consent. You understand that, right? And yes, of course, we understand that. They then sold it and said, oh, by the way, you guys can't use this without their consent. Okay, you understand? Yeah. Nobody got the consent. And who in their right mind would give up that consent? So the initial failure was compounded when, after becoming aware that the safeguards were ineffective, the carriers continued to sell access to location information without taking reasonable measures to protect it from unauthorized access. Under the law, including Section 222 of the Communications Act, carriers are required to take reasonable measures to protect customer information, including location information. Carriers are also required to maintain the confidentiality of such customer information and to obtain affirmative express customer consent before using, disclosing, or allowing access to such information. These obligations apply equally when carriers share customer information with third parties. Now, of course, you and I both know, if you go to the place and you get your cell phone and they ask you to sign this agreement that's this long, but it's on a computer screen and you can only see this much of it at a time, and you scroll through it, if you actually read through it, it might address this. And if it didn't before, it will now. The question is, if you say, wait, what's this thing I'm consenting to right here? Well, you got to agree to that or you can't get a phone. And so that's what's going to happen. So instead of saying that they should implement a thing where you have to get consumer consent, they have to put something else in there and saying, and it's something that consumers should be able to opt out of. The protection and use of sensitive personal data such as location information is sacrosanct, says Chief of the FCC Enforcement Bureau and Chair of its Privacy and Data Protection Task Force. When placed in the wrong hands or used for nefarious purposes, it puts us all at risk. Foreign adversaries and cyber criminals have prioritized getting their hands this information. And that is why ensuring service providers have reasonable protections in place is of the highest priority for the Enforcement Bureau. Now, I'm not so worried about foreign adversaries and cyber criminals as much as them just selling it to anybody who wants it. Don't get me wrong. Foreign adversaries are bad. Cyber criminals are bad. But the bulk of this stuff is probably just being sold to companies that want to figure out how to bombard us with information to try to advertise junk to us. The investigations that led to today's fines started following public reports that customers' location information was being disclosed by the largest American wireless carriers without customer consent or other legal authorization to a Missouri sheriff through a location-finding service operated by a company I don't recognize the name of, who's a provider of communication services to correctional facilities to track the location of numerous individuals. Yet after being made aware of the unauthorized access, all four carriers continue to operate their programs without putting safeguards into place. So there's specific forfeiture orders for AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon. They're millions of dollars apiece, and I suspect that that's a fraction of what they made off of doing this. So the question is, will it really stop them? And like I said, they'll probably just build this into the agreement the same way they build in everything else, like binding arbitration and cannot sue us on a class action, that kind of thing. And so I think they really need to say that the carriers must make it available to you as something you can opt out of, and then they must abide by that. Until then, this is just another drop in the bucket they got to pay, and it's probably not even going to cover what they made off of it. So there you go. But Rex, thanks for sending it from the FCC itself. FCC fines AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon nearly $200 million for sharing our personal data without our permission. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A moment's insight is sometimes worth a life's experience.